It's 76 degrees in Nashville. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. We do expect to mostly see the sun today, a high in the low to mid-90s, and that heat index still staying up around 100 degrees today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. One of Nashville's biggest hospitals could lose its contract with Medicare. Its latest incidents, a fallout after medication mix-up at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown injured at least 4 patients. The Nashville Business Journal reports state regulators have notified the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, that the hospital is in immediate jeopardy because its practices do not meet several CMS standards. That report cites the way the in-house pharmacy mislabeled syringes, the way patients were moved to other facilities in response to what happened, and several administrative problems. It says the hospital did not place the relevant staff members on leave. It also says there isn't documentation of the board being told what happened, and it says there's no documentation of any peer review examining what went wrong. If St. Thomas Midtown loses its CMS contract, it would no longer be able to receive payments for treating patients covered by either Medicare or TennCare. Flash floods that hit the Nepal-Tibet border at the end of August have killed at least 600 people so far, and one of those believed dead is a wife and mother from Middle Tennessee. She was among 22 Americans who were members of a spiritual group based in McMinnville. Lisa Crespi is the community liaison for the Isha Institute of Inner Sciences, a center dedicated to yoga and meditation. She says the group was traveling in the Himalayas when they were swept away by the floods. The Isha Foundation is not releasing the identities of the people lost in the floods out of respect for their families. Nashville's East Bank neighborhood is slowly beginning to take shape. Metro has unveiled the new River North Greenway along the waterfront. Only 0.2 miles are open, but it will eventually be a 2-mile stretch connecting to a yet-to-be-built pedestrian bridge with a Shelby Bottoms Greenway.
People should expect in the next 3 years for a tremendous amount to start changing in terms of current structures coming down, new things starting to take shape. Dirt is moving, things are happening.
That's Kerry Hayes with the East Bank Development Authority. He says next spring, the old Nissan Stadium will be dismantled and cleared for development after the new Nissan Stadium opens. Hayes also says the new Oracle campus is on track with early stages to be completed by 2029. That pedestrian bridge, which Oracle will build to connect their campus over the Cumberland River to Germantown, is in the permitting stage. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.